The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It's an issue that's been getting worse during the pandemic, but qualified cover in primary schools has been in short supply, according to the Irish Primary Principals Network, and could it lead to pupils actually being sent home because there's no one to teach them? To get more detail on the pressure that schools are currently under, I'm joined now by the principal of St. Etchan's National School in Kinnegad, Matt Melvin. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, can you describe the pressure that you're under? What kind of shortages you've encountered?
Yeah, well, it became more acute as the year went on. So the week before midterm, I had two teachers out for 2 days. So that was 4 days in total that I couldn't get substitute cover. I also had a bus escort, an SNA, and a bus driver out as well. So as more and more people are close contacts or are experiencing symptoms and getting tested, we have to try and cover for them. So it was becoming more acute before the break, and it's only, given by the numbers and the projections, it's only going to become a bigger issue when we come back.
Now, we were told by the government again and again by various ministers that schools are not a problem. There's no infection in schools, they were saying. Clearly, that is not the case.
Well, it isn't. I mean, we're not doing contact tracing in schools anymore, so we actually have no idea as the level of infection in schools. Obviously, if it's increasing in society, it must be increasing in schools. In my school, we had only 2 cases all of last year, and we had 7 cases this year before they stopped contact tracing. So it clearly is, it probably is in schools. However, it is true that children aren't getting sick, yeah, and schools are functioning. So if I could get teachers, I could function, you know, perfectly normally. And I do think sometimes we're very quick to, you know, to dismiss the department or to give out about them. But I mean, the department and the education partners have put a lot of effort and money and resources into keeping schools open. Like, there are a range of initiatives that were underway, and they just need to be more adroit and more upfront with this issue. Like, I heard the interview with your colleague, I think it's Kieran Cuddity, in the afternoon, you know, with the minister, when she was announcing all the extra funds being made available for education, and then she, you know, pretended or didn't know or wasn't aware of the extent of the substitute crisis in schools and the needs for schools to be more adroit in dealing with them.
Now, to be more adroit, you need to have supply. What do you think is at the heart of the shortage of substitute teachers? I'll read you one text. The teacher issue was a problem last year. Between returning to school after Easter and the summer holidays last year, my son's class had 13 different teachers. None of the school's usual subs were actually working. It was a disaster for everyone, the school and the kids. And I'm just wondering why the usual subs who were available to the school were not working. Do you have an understanding of that?
Yeah. Well, of course, Pat, first of all, class sizes have come down. So in fairness, the government have brought down the pupil-teacher ratio, which increases more, a greater availability of subs. They also brought in what they call supply panels. So like for the week before the midterm, I had more than two teachers out. I had a member of the supply panel. There are 3 teachers on the supply panel based in Edenderry, but it covers 25 schools. So I had a third of their cohort at my school for the 2 weeks before midterm on a pre-booked absence. So the pupil-teacher ratios are down. There are more absences. The department are bringing in what they call a CLASS scheme, a COVID learning and support scheme for pupils who missed out during the pandemic, which is great, but that's also going to use up substitute cover. You also find that traditionally teachers start going on, you know, because of the nature of maternity leave, they go on maternity leave from October, November until the end of the year. So you're going to find a cohort of teachers going on maternity leave from now until the end of the year. And obviously substitutes will gravitate towards longer term cover. So the problem is with shorter term cover. So that's what happened, for instance, with that teacher where there were 13 teachers. So the principal, obviously, if they could source one good teacher, would do it. But if you're relying on incidental substitute cover, then that is an issue. You know, I think a big thing that would help it, and I don't know whether it's the teaching council or the department or the unions that are stopping it, is, you know, we have a cohort of people in third and fourth year in teacher training colleges who are restricted to work less than 5 days in the school. And if there was some flexibility around that brought in pretty urgently on a conditional provisional basis, it would get us over what will be a considerable challenge between now and March. because in April, May, June, there's less flu around, there's less illness, and hopefully things will get better. But it's only going to get worse between now and Christmas.
Are the teacher training colleges full? I mean, is there any shortage of an appetite to join the teaching profession?
No, there isn't. There are any amount of people studying to be teachers. People who do the postgraduate master's in education path are allowed to substitute in schools, but the student teachers, the undergraduates, aren't. Mm. And it's a little bit unfair. So, Pat, with your degree in chemical engineering, you could substitute in a school for more than 5 days, but your son or daughter, who might be 3 years in college, couldn't, and study in education. So it's a bit of an anomaly. I can see the merit to it in the past, but there's very little logic to it. Mm. Within the challenge we face at the moment.
Now, the other question is about teachers emigrating, even if only for a few years, to make a few bob in the Middle East or whatever it is. But the lack of tenure, the lack of permanence in the system here, is that a problem?
Not in my lived experience in Kinnegad. We're benefiting from the fact, I would imagine it's a problem in Dublin, like we're getting enormously competent teachers transferring from Dublin down to Westmeath, live in Mullingar or Navan or around this area because they can't afford to buy houses. So actually, we're getting people migrating from Dublin because they can't live in it. So I'd say that's probably a bigger issue in Dublin than it is where I live. There are teachers in the Middle East, but I don't think it's as big an issue as it was. Pupil numbers are falling drastically across the country as well. So you're going to find that in a couple of years' time, I might be on your show talking about unemployed teachers.
All right.
At the moment, this is a problem.
There's another question from a listener. There seems to be a significant trend for teachers to go job sharing or go part-time. I wonder if this is their preference as a way of working. Is that putting pressure on staffing? And should this be then declined, as it's hardly... at the moment, the longest hours of a profession. Is it the case that people can job share?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Teachers are entitled to job share, but they can do that in every job. People are entitled to parental leave. You can only deny them if you can't get a substitute. But, I mean, you tend to get a substitute on a long-term basis. So people who apply for parental leave, for instance, have to give 6 weeks' notice to the Board of Management. So if you book a sub 6 weeks in advance first, then you can get them. People who are job sharing, if two teachers, as is the case in my school, job share, that creates a full-time job for a year. So you can get somebody to cover that job for a year. So even though that is reducing the number of teachers, it isn't impacting on the short-term substitution crisis, which is what we're experiencing at the moment. The people who are out as a result of short-term illness are having had a test.
Yeah. Now, do you expect to have to send children home?
No. I hope I won't have to, because, again, the minister sent out a circular 5021, which told us that we couldn't use, support teachers in classrooms. But we would have to, in the sense that you would do that rather than send children home. So there's an expectation. I mean, we've worked so hard to get our schools open and to keep them open that I'm certainly not going to sanction sending a class home from school unless the DES or the HSE or the Board of Management sanction it. And I can't see the Board of Management doing it without, the DES or the HSE saying there's a health reason or there's an educational reason why they have to be sent home. That would be detrimental to the children and very disruptive to families.
Matt, thank you very much for joining us. That's Matt Melvin, the principal of St. Etchan's National School in Kinnegad.